This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's a shortage of therapists to treat people serving time in Colorado prisons for sex offenses. A new report from CU News Corps finds more than half of positions in prisons were unfilled as of last August. Holly Carpenter is a provider in private practice in Larimer County. She says the pandemic particularly made it hard to fill these jobs.
We've lost people because of the bandwidth of people. People went through their own stuff. People forget that mental health providers, therapists are people with our own lives.
People ordered to get treatment in prison have to wait until it's available, so they may stay in prison beyond their parole eligibility as a result of the provider shortage. With respiratory season continuing in Colorado, doctors are encouraging people to reach out if they have questions or concerns, especially if they have symptoms like difficulty breathing or a high fever. Dr. Amy Ducrow is an infectious disease expert with Kaiser Permanente.
You may not need to go into the office or certainly to the urgent care, but if you have questions, reach out by email or chat or any of the channels that a lot of our health systems have to check in and make sure you're on the right path.
For people without insurance, options include community health centers, state or county health departments, or urgent care walk-in clinics. Local governments would be barred from imposing rigid occupancy limits on housing under a bill being considered by state lawmakers this week. The bill does allow local governments to require a minimum amount of space per occupant, but they couldn't impose a blanket cap on the number of unrelated people who can live in a single unit. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.